Dear visitor, welcome to the Northwest Tower. The tower is a parallel piped body with a rhomboidal base. It rests on a high, truncated pyramidal plinth with strongly splayed faces. Its wall structure is of small ashlars ordered in parallel rows. In its first installation, the tower must certainly have been isolated from the rest of the fortress. You will notice these construction elements as soon as you are outside the castle, walking all the way down Via Terravecchia in the old medieval village. As you ascend the stairs to the wooden mezzanine, you will be able to admire the village below from a window. It is a mullioned window with arches and the abate coat of arms. The mullioned window is located between the floor of the second floor room and the roof of the tower. Here, the vault is cross-vaulted with spandrels ending in billiamy stone. Returning to the floor below, through the small doorway, characterized by a pointed arch, one goes out onto a small, recently created terrace, which allows one to observe the panorama of the city. I invite you to step outside onto the little terrace and enjoy the spectacle. Looking up at the battlements, one notices the corbels, which are firmly attached to the masonry connected by monolithic rectangular slabs on which are set three rows of ashlars of different cuts and heights. The only decorative element is represented by sculpted five-petaled rosettes placed at the top of the parapet, on the connecting slabs, and on the inner faces of the corbels. This decorative motif is emphasized by the flat cornices on the edges of the slabs connecting the corbels. Another decorative element is the acanthus leaf carved in low relief in the four-corner corbels. On these are four crenellations with the typical hook shape. Between the corbels are the classic machicolations used to defend the tower. If you look towards the extrados of the first corbel on the left, you can notice a detail of a decorative nature, a hand carved on the corbel. The hand, apparently female, is shown open and with its back outwards. What significance such a detail has, we cannot understand. Its symbolic representation could lead back to the popular legend according to which the Baroness Laura, wounded to death, left the imprint of her bloody hand on the wall of her room. This hypothesis cannot, of course, be considered valid, since the bloody deed dates back to 1563, while the time of the tower's construction is much earlier. Unless the tower in some of its parts was remodeled after that date, in which case the legend becomes reality. It could probably be a symbol of good fortune linked to an Arab master, such as the hand of Fatima, or more likely, the signature of the master who decorated the tower's battlements. I now invite you to continue your visit and reach the Baroness of Carini's murder room via the walkway immediately opposite the entrance to the tower.